Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got a new friend. Lior Arusi is with us, ladies and gentlemen. He's been an executive in his career at a number of companies, including Hewlett Packard, which now, as you know, is HP. And he's become an expert in what makes customers tick. What is it that they want? And he's written a book about that called Customer Experience Strategy. And he's our new friend, Lior Arusi. Welcome to the show.
Well, Jim, thank you very much for having me on the show, and happy birthday to Kevin.
Exactly. Thank you for that. I appreciate it. Lior, this second word in your title, the title of your book, Experience. One of the things I've been telling my audience, and I'd like to know your take on this, because you've written a book on this. In my opinion, the only thing that's between you and success is the in the second decade of the 21st century is the ability to, or the thing that could prevent you from being successful, no matter what your products are, no matter what your pricing is, et cetera, is if you don't deliver an experience for your customers when they do business with you. What do you think?
I think you're spot on. And the interesting thing is that the number one challenge for every organization is commoditization and price sensitivity.
Yep.
These are the number, and this is
even,
what customer
even service. They are even service commoditization because anybody can replicate good service.
That's right. And here's the thing. Customer experience is the way that we engage with customers in a way that makes them understand that we are on the same page. And the interesting thing, you mentioned that it's important and it's the only way to differentiate. We've conducted a study last year. Our client asked us, you know, is customer experience really paying off? Is it worth it? And we found out that 70% of customers that we surveyed in the U.S. and Canada said that they will expand their business with existing vendor who deliver a great experience by 10% or more.
Now, One more thing.
44% stated that they'll pay a premium price of 10% or more if the experience is going to be great.
And they're not just talking about, oh, he tells good jokes. You know, he's a handsome guy. He's, you know, he compliments me all the time. That's not the experience they're talking about, is it? I mean, that's not just it. They're talking about peace of mind. They're talking about being able to trust you. They're talking about having faith in your ability to deliver, those kinds of things, right?
Jim, you're absolutely correct. And when we look at customer experience, we need to look at two elements. The first one are the attributes. Don't waste my time. Solve my problem. Make the problem go away. Take care of the whole thing. And then there is the attitude. Be passionate. You know, work with pride. I want to work with people who believe in what they do and not just bureaucrats. So there are two combinations here.
I think we may have lost him.
Are you there, Lior? I'm here, Jim.
Go ahead. Give us the two combinations.
So the two combinations, I said, you need to focus on both attitude and attributes in order to give the customer a complete solution. I'll give you an example, a small business example. A customer calls into a flower shop. This is a real case. And he's all stressed out. He wants to send a bouquet of flowers immediately. The employee on the line is trying to figure out what's going on, why are you so stressed. He tells her that he forgot the anniversary yesterday. And she proposed to actually add a small note with the flowers to tell the wife that it was actually the flower shop who made the mistake yesterday and did not ship the flowers to the right place. Imagine that. Hmm. And the guy's like, are you going to do that for me? Now, I don't support deceiving wives, but imagine how she understood. He didn't need a bouquet of flowers. He needed to have a marriage extension.
Right.
He needed, and that's where we need to come from. And small businesses are better suited to deliver this personal experience, and they're more flexible than big corporations. So I would say to business owners, stop fearing the big corporations, stop being jealous of their brand, and make a difference one customer at a time. That's the battleground.
Actually, a couple of 3 years ago, I guess, I took my car to a guy who I know who runs a small business. He has a tire store. And I wanted to get him to rotate and balance my tires, which he did. And since they were his tires, he didn't charge me for it. But while he had it, he knows how busy I am. He discovered when I went back to get my car then later in the day, he said, "Jim, I noticed that your radiator had a leak in it." And he said, "While we had it, we just ran it down to the radiator shop down the street. And he fixed your radiator, so it's all fixed. Here's, you know, no charge for the rotation of the tires, but here's what the guy charged you to fix the radiator."
And Jim, when did it happen?
That was a few years ago. But guess what? Guess where I'll only buy my tires from now on.
Oh, of course, and I want to take you to the one of the points I make in the book in Customer Experience Strategy. It's about the memory. Business owner needs to think, when the customer will step out of my store, when the customer will step out of my restaurant, when the customer will finish talking to me on the phone, what would they remember? And the challenge is, it's not that we are not doing, you know, that we are doing a bad job. It's that mostly we are doing an okay job, and it doesn't leave any memory. What this mechanic did is he created a memory for you. Think about it like a relationship account. He made a deposit that will last for years. Most of us are making deposits that last only 10 seconds.
Right. And I'll tell you something else. If people would like to know where to start, if they're just trying to find, okay, how do I just get started? What's the very first thing to do to build a customer experience? Ladies and gentlemen, you got to do something you've been hearing me talk about for a long time. And they are, I'm still not seeing it enough out there in the marketplace. And that's to simply say, "Lior, thank you for your business." What is the problem with people saying that?
I don't understand. You're on the money there, Jim. You're on the money because there are a couple of reasons for that, okay? The first one is people are too rushed to stop and deal with one customer at
Baloney.
A time.
That's an excuse. That's an excuse.
I agree with you. But you know how many excuses I come across every day when I work with my clients?
You know what? When it comes to customers, they're all excuses.
You're right.
Hold on to that thought. Lior Arusi, folks, is our guest. His book is called Customer Experience Strategy. Ladies and gentlemen, where we're going is not going to look anything like where we've been. And the only difference is, the only way you can differentiate yourself in the second decade of the 21st century is through customer experience, according to Lior Arusi. 20 after. Stay with us. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of things there. I hope you'll subscribe to my newsletter when you get there. Check out my blog, my articles, archives, Brain Trust members, the knowledge base, the Small Business Minute, a motivational minute. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes. We got something you can do there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to check out our poll question. And this week is all about, the poll question is all about growth. What is your story on growth? If you're not taking growth opportunities, you're not taking advantage of those, we'd like to know why. And you can do that right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll be able to see how the poll is going so far. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And if you're on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Lior Arusi is our guest. He is the president of Strativity Group, the author of Customer Experience Strategy, and others, and he's our new friend. We're talking about the customer experience. And when we went to the break, Lior, you were going to tell us a couple of reasons, a couple of things a couple of other things, I should say, about how to improve the customer experience. Go ahead.
So first thing, you know, when next time your customer is asking you for a discount, what I suggest is pause for a second, don't rush to give the discount, and try to figure out with your customer why they think the discount is required. Because here's an interesting thing for you. Whenever a customer is asking for a discount, they're basically saying, "Here's your product or service, here's your price. I don't get the connection." Now, you have two choices. You can either reaffirm to them that they are right and give them the discount and therefore devalue your value proposition, your product or service, or you can add more value and demonstrate to them that they are getting great value out there. So I would say don't rush to discount. Try to understand why customers are asking for it. Try to understand where they come from. Next thing, try to understand what are the emotions that's surrounding your customers when they consume your products or service. Are they stressed? Are they excited? And then ask yourself, what else can I add to support that? Because it is the emotional connection that makes a big difference for the customers. And
well,
third, yeah?
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
And the last thing is, you need to start looking at your customers as a long-term relationship, not as a transaction. Sometimes you need to be just a little bit generous to demonstrate to them, just go a little bit of extra mile to demonstrate to them that you are there to be with them for the long run. Because these are the critical moments when a customer comes back for return, when a customer has a problem. That's when they watch how the company actually acts. And if the company acts like cheap, they're going to say, this is transactional, and I'm going to go for price.
If the company is
a little bit generous, then it works.
This is the thing that blows me away about small businesses. If there's one thing that's in our wheelhouse, if there's one thing that we're better at than anybody else in the marketplace, it's building relationships, because we are right there on the ground, toe-to-toe, nose-to-nose with customers in a way that no big business could ever do it. And yet we miss opportunities. And yet I go into small businesses all the time, and they literally let me walk in and walk out without trying to engage me, even if I do business with them, not even saying thank you, not even asking me anything about what I'm interested in, how I'm going to use their product or what, you know, anything, any way of making a connection, anything that would cause me to say or to feel that I had some kind of an experience, some kind of a connection with them. I don't understand that, Lior, and when I see that, I see a company that's not going to make it in the second decade of the 21st century.
Jim, you're so on the money here, because the new battleground is not the better product. It's the better experience and the better relationship. The intellectual property of companies is those relationships. And I'll give you an example. You talk about small businesses. I step into a wine store. I'm not a big wine connoisseur. And now the owner has a choice. He can either talk down to me like, you know, do you want this and this, and pronounce a whole bunch of French names that I cannot pronounce back and intimidate me and make me feel stupid, or invite me in, teach me something new that makes me smarter, and then I will owe it to him and I'll come back again and again because I want to get smart, I want to get educated. It doesn't take a long time, but it takes a certain attitude. Don't look down at your customers. And you were so right about this. The big companies, they employ a bunch of bureaucrats. These people are not connected to the products. They are there for the paycheck. Small businesses are still authentic. They're still honest. They're still coming from a set of values that no big companies can replicate. That's what connects to customers, and we forget it.
Let me give you another quick story. I wanted to buy a product the other day. I found what I thought I wanted online. I went to a store, the only place I could find that actually sold that product. They had it. I went in, I looked at it, but nobody waited on me. There were two people in the business in the front. Not one person came over. I even went over in their area looking around to see if they would approach me. Nobody approached me. I would have bought the product from them, even though it was a little more expensive than online. But because nobody approached me, I didn't feel the least bit compelled to buy it from them. So I looked at the product, saw what I wanted, and I went back and I bought it online and saved some money. But I would have done it otherwise had they. But they, it was a small business, and they acted like I wasn't even, didn't even exist.
So you know, you're leading Jim into the next issue, which is
quickly. I got 30 seconds.
Sure. You cannot pay your employees to smile sincerely. You need to create a culture that makes them want to care for the customers, and that's the next challenge.
Give us your website, Lior.
Our website is strativity.com, strativity.com.
And the book is
Creativity.
The book is there, and it's also wherever books are sold, right?
Amazon, BN.com, this is the best places. If you're a bookstore owner, make sure you stock it as well.
Customer Experience Strategy, Lior Arusi. Thank you, Lior, for being here. Good job. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.